So I know it cost me $70 to get 100 sets of those records made. Took two records to a set. And I figured, I think I charged $295 per set. So that, well, it just looked like a tremendous thing, you know, $70 cost and $300 income from it. And I wasn't going to charge that much, but somebody told me I should because, you know, I might have some other expenses. And one of the interesting things at this studio, when I made the arrangements, the guy said, well, what's the name of your company, your label? I said, I don't know. And he said, well, you know, we have to have a label name. And I said, well, don't you have a label? He said, no, everybody just kind of comes up with their own. And I said, well, gee, I don't know. And I started thinking, trying to think of it. And he said, you know, you could use your own name. Well, McCracken sure wouldn't look too good on a label. So one of the guys who worked with me on the broadcast said, well, why don't you just use the call letters of the station that you use on the broadcast, on this record? And I said, yeah, that's great. So we just put the letters WORD across the top, and that's the way the word label got started.